This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
All this week, we are celebrating the 50th birthday of Star Trek. The Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum here in New York City is celebrating that birthday as well. It's got a large exhibit called Star Trek: The Starfleet Academy Experience. Inside, there are different interactive stations as well as costumes and props from the show. As you walk in, you're greeted by a projected Starfleet officer. Marketplacer Levi Sharp went in to get the full experience.
Hello. Welcome to Starfleet Academy. Live long and prosper.
Right now, I'm taking the medical sort of exam thing, I guess, and I'm supposed to be scanning the Klingon.
So it's warning you his blood oxygen is low and his pulse is irregular. So now, based on your findings, what are you going to diagnose this patient as having? You have a choice between osteoporosis,
a
phaser wound, or a leaking heart valve.
I would say the leaking heart valve.
Okay, so click that.
Woo!
Yay!
I got it right.
Hello, I'm Blakeman, your language instructor for today.
I think I'm learning Klingon here. He looks a little like Usain Bolt wearing a wig and ridges of his skull, obviously, which is what Klingons have.
Hob, Sushli, Kooch. Now you try.
Hob, Sushli, Kooch.
Kabla. Well done.
Well, Mrs. Savick, are you going to stay with the sinking ship?
Oh, my God. Captain Kirk, come to me, baby.
I was transported. Touched a screen, and then there's this swirling line, like a funnel, that kind of takes you away and transports you away, and then you disappear. Your image disappears. When we first saw Star Trek, the original, the situation was very bad in America. But to see a horror that black people are still in the 25th century or whatever, and to see a Vulcan, someone very different, and how everyone got along, that was really uplifting. And that's what I've always liked about the show, its diversity and its ray of hope for humanity.
Mayday, mayday. This is Captain Kajiro Vance on the Kobayashi Maru. We struck a gravitic mine and lost all power. We have 300 people on board, requesting immediate assistance.
This is the deck, and I'm sitting in the captain's chair right now. It feels very powerful.
I feel very responsible of the ship, and older, I guess. I think I'll watch it when I get home.